But you know what? Whenever people lose children, especially infants stillborn, from my perspective, I can sure understand what they're feeling. I can have a better understanding of what they're feeling. No, God didn't take Callie Lee. I don't believe that for a bit. But that situation has sure helped me in my ministry, being near to people. But God is always with us, standing by us, helping us, loving us, and giving us strength and courage. Because of situations that we have been in during our lifetime, we become powerful Christians. The pain in our life shapes us and makes us who we are, and it's up to us to turn it into positive things for God and for others. One last thing. Many times we have flaws. They could be anything. I mean, some of us just have to look in the mirror and see ours. I don't know what yours is. Paul, the Apostle Paul, had one, and he prayed to God to remove it. And do you know what God said to the Apostle Paul? My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Paul said that this was to keep him from becoming conceited, his thorn in the flesh. He continues that for that reason he will boast of his weaknesses, so Christ's power can rest in me, he said. What's your thorn in the flesh? What is it that you've prayed and prayed to be removed and it still's there? Well, one more question to ask. If this is the case, why pray? Well, the most simplistic way I can answer that is that God won't do anything unless you ask God. God doesn't force God's will in your life. You have to invite God. This means that if you're not inviting God, God will not force his way in. James tells us that you must ask in faith, and also that you have not because you ask not. If we look at James 4, it says those conflicts and disputes, this church must have been something else among you. Where do they come from? Do they not come from your cravings that are at war within you? You want something and you do not have it, so you commit murder. And you covet something and cannot obtain it, so you engage in disputes and conflicts. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly in order to spend what you get on your pleasures. What do we ask for in our prayer? Then our scripture for today, are any among you suffering? They should pray. Are any cheerful? They should sing songs of praise. Are any among you sick? They should call for the elders of the church and have them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up, and anyone who has committed sins will be forgiven. Therefore, now listen to me, therefore confess your sins to one another. Wait, it doesn't say in corporate worship confess your sins, does it? It says confess your sins to one another. Confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. Many times God says yes to our prayers, folks. When we spend time with God in prayer, in conversation with God, in fellowship with God, we will experience God in our life. We will see God in the world around us, where before we missed it. Do you realize that? When you spend time with God and you pray, and you spend conversation time with God, God opens your eyes up. Or maybe it's just a natural thing. Our eyes, our spirits are opened up to how God works in the world. The beauty that's around us. The people that are around us. We gain a power in our faith and a joy in our spiritual life. We can sense God's presence and it transforms us. You see, prayer opens our lives up to God, and we can truly experience God in our lives, and God's will, and our will become one. And it's only because of what God did through Jesus Christ that we have this line of communication. And isn't that awesome? Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you so very much for this day. You truly are an awesome God. We thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing in our lives and the lives of this church. in the lives of this community. And we ask for your continued blessing to be upon us. May all of us in this room and all listening on the radio, Lord, open their lives up to you through conversation, through prayer. Maybe they haven't prayed before, and will you just help them, God? Anoint them. Let them sit down and just enjoy your presence. We love you, God. We thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. Next week, right here, right now, talking about Zacchaeus and his radical commitment Jesus talks about in that scripture. Now, last week I taught you a new song, and if you weren't here, I know that that doesn't help you much. If you would stand, we'll sing it again, and the praise team will sing the verse, and please join us on the chorus.